It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind, a show to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do every Wednesdays with two of the world's greatest co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys.
Hey.
You like that,
back at
right?
It again.
You like that, right?
Yes.
Back at it again.
Yes. It was a great introduction.
Oh, well, thank you, good man. How's it going in Los Angeles?
LA. Yes.
It's going. You know, I've been liking the weather recently. I don't miss the hot weather, but I hear that the hot weather is coming back. But I'm around between like 75 and 85, I'm good. Once you get over that, it's unnecessary, you know?
Yep. Like how you said that, man. Unnecessary. Yep. You know, we've been doing this thing called the Soul Series for a while, and the more that God downloads us, or to me with this soul, the more I want to just kind of be still and learn as much as I can. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Soul Series, and we're paying particular attention to emotions. We did that last week. We did it the week before. So we're going to hone in on some emotional things, and I've got six principles that I really want everyone to kind of take a listen to and consider when you're making decisions from an emotional state. Of course, we have what's going on with views that we can use or news that we can use. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're just going to peel back the layer a little bit and talk about something that's really near and dear to our own KJ's heart. So I'm excited about that. Ooh. He's going to lead that discussion.
I wonder what it is.
So before we get to all of that goodness, I really want to make certain that we talk about purpose. We talk about, you know, getting into, you know, the plan and doing things and operating in your gifts. But what is that? Why is that so important? Or how can that be so important if that soul matter is not kind of lining up with what you're believing and what you're living for? And I want to make certain that when you're thinking about the emotions, and I had to write it down because I knew that my brain would just kind of lose it in translation. But when you're thinking about emotions, I want you to think about emotions as being a current that's in your within you. And that current kind of keeps you alert and oriented with not only what's going on in you, but it keeps you alert and oriented with what's going on outside of you. So when you're about to make a decision and you're angry, be careful with that. When you're about to say something that could really damage someone, be careful with that. So there are six principles that I want you to consider here. Recognize your emotions. It's yours. It is, but recognize it. Two, slow your pace. Just slow down a little bit. Three, share your emotions with God. How many times do we do that? We always go to him to kind of, you know, we make our petitions and we make our supplications known, but how many times have you gone to God and said, he's our daddy, right? How many times have you gone to your daddy and said, Dad, I'm angry right now. I'm borderline mad. Would you please help me before I wreck myself?
Mm-hmm.
Four, teach yourself how to stop. Seriously, teach yourself how to stop. Five, pinpoint your trigger and underlining emotion with that trigger. And number six, visualize your victory. Powerful, wasn't it? So you want to recognize your emotion. You want to slow your pace. You know, you hear people say, slow your roll. You want to share your emotion with God. You want to teach yourself to stop, pinpoint your trigger and the emotion that you're feeling with that trigger, and visualize your victory. All right, babies. Let's hear what you're saying.
As I was listening to you speak, the one word that came to mind, and we talked about this before, is discipline. And the reason why I thought about that is the things that you were mentioning, like, you know, visualizing, you know, stop, slow down, and the other components that you mentioned, all of that takes discipline. And I want to kind of reiterate, because of that, it's not easy. It's kind of like you have to train yourself. As we always say, we have to unlearn what we've been taught. We have to unlearn what has become our norm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And in that, we kind of have to, you know, seek direction from God, seek discretion and seek wisdom and seek discipline. Because I feel like when you have those components, you know, those traits, one, you are starting to operate in the image of God, you know, because those are traits that he, you know, demonstrates. So, you know, because of that, with those traits, you are able to do those things. You know, like when we, you know, list those things off as you just did, it sounds easy. Like, all you have to do is this and that and all this other stuff. But I'm like, how? Do you know what I have to put aside for me to get to do that? You know, do you know what I have to stop doing to do that? Do you know what I have to evaluate? Do you know what I have to assess within myself in order to be able to do those things? So, you know, discipline is so important. You know, and I know KJ mentioned this before. Discipline will help you to do that thing that you don't want to do. And you know that you need to do it. Discipline is the reason why you get up out of bed, even though you want to sleep in the whole day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's going to take. Discipline, but also sacrifice. You know, discipline and sacrifice. You cannot gain anything wonderful without sacrifice. Even when it comes to our relationship with God and building our relationship with God, we kind of have to sacrifice ourselves. We have to sacrifice our needs because we realize that our needs a lot of times are carnal, has to do with the flesh. And a lot of our needs have to do with what we think we want or what we think will work for us. But in the end of the day, he knows what will work for us. You know, he knows, you know, what is best for us, but it's always us just getting back to ourselves. Like, this is what I need right now. And what you need right now, that's also a part of your emotions, you know, where you are in the moment, what you're feeling. And I always say feeling because people say feelings, but it's feelings, you know. Your feelings, sometimes you have to put those aside to focus on the greater vision. What you said, visualize the vision, the end point.
I love it. Oh, boy, man. Now, I felt like I was sitting in a master class. Thank you, Professor. What do you say? What do you say, KJ? Emotions.
Well, I'm going to tease what's going to happen in the second half of the show. You have to become your own villain of the story. Hey. You know, you have to, because you're not going to like it. You have to get the person you want that you dreamed of in your, that you imagine yourself to be, that God wants you to be. You're going to have to do some things that the old you would not like. The old you wants to lash out. The old you wants to talk back. The old you wants to sit in bed and eat the potato chips, you know? So you have to become your own worst enemy. The old you.
And that in a productive way.
In a productive way. Don't like fight yourself in the mirror like, yeah, I got him.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel like a lot of the times we are our own enemies, you know? So in a way where you realize I'm going to do this to be productive, the benefit of it, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But keep going. Mm-hmm. Sorry, KJ. Keep going.
No worries. You know, when you're your own worst enemy, you got to. It allows you to unlock the side of you that you never knew you had.
Hmm.
You know, and it's easy to lash out. It's easy to soak in your emotions, but it's also your emotions help you sort through what's happening in your life, yes, but also don't, when you're making those big decisions, that's when your emotions can then turn you the wrong way. For sure. You know, we're empathetic, we have emotions, but also we have a brain as well. So we have to understand, like, okay, what is happening? If 2 + 2 = 4, why am I getting fish? You know, so you have to really ask yourself those kind of questions.
For sure.
I like that. Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
And we've also talked about this, how so many of us go through our lives putting our feelings king. You know, it's the king in our lives. Like, what am I feeling? Why did I do this? Why am I going to do this? Because I feel this way. I feel that way. And as we always know, you know, you don't always get the most favorable outcome when you operate from that perspective. It's not always about how you feel. And like, I like what KJ said about being your own villain. And I'm not going to get too much in it because we have to talk about it. But when he said that, I'm like, man, I thought of Thanos. You know, Thanos from the Avengers. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't want to get too deep into it. But, you know, the one thing about a lot of villains is they have an expansive plan, an expansive view. They don't usually just poke at one thing. They have a whole vision, like a 360 that even, you know, the average person cannot foresee or understand at that point. And that's why I feel like a lot of the times when it comes to villains, they're the most like exciting characters to watch, because you're able to see everything play out and you understand their perspective and their emotions. And they come from that point with conviction. And it's like, man, he's a bad person. But man, I understand, you know, and I'm here's the thing. I'm not idolizing that, but I'm saying, you know, think of being an enemy to yourself. Like they understand that they have to sacrifice in order to get to this bigger picture. And that's how it should be with how we are with ourselves. So that's how I'm going to bring that back around. I'm not saying go out and be a villain, but we're putting that into perspective. You know what I'm saying? But Thanos, sacrifice for the greater good.
villains. I love this quote, and I'm gonna stop because we're gonna talk about it later. When you're a kid, you are so amazed by the heroes.
Yeah.
You know. But when you get older, you understand the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start to live and tussle with the ins and outs of life on a daily basis. Yeah.
I think I said the other day, I was talking with Bella. And we were going over some sessions, and I said to her, Bella, at some point in my life, I had to become my own hero. I kept looking for one and I couldn't find a hero. So I had to be my own hero, right? And if you understood what that meant, it didn't mean that I am, you know, anything other than still human, still three parts human, but I kept looking for someone to rescue me. When I had to rescue myself. So
for sure.
Isn't that what heroes do?
That's true.
Right? For sure.
Yeah, I always love this. Go ahead. I'll stop.
No. I want to hear that. No. Go.
No,
because I'm about to ask people to.
No worries. It's a question to ponder on. You don't have to answer it. But who saves the hero when he's in trouble?
Wow. Okay, church.
That's a good question.
That's a valid question, man. Seriously. Who saves the hero?
When he's in trouble.
Dang, KJ, how dare you do this, bro? We got to get
through this. That's a good question. It'll make you think. You know?
Wow. Huh. So, if you want to answer that question and you're engaged with us, we'd like to hear from you. 323-203-0815. That's the number that you can become engaged with us. 323-203-0815. And guys, guess what I did Monday morning at 7:39? Yep.
What you do?
I was on Dr. Tanji on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram was a little buzz.
I saw you. I saw you. I did.
But first time going live on that, but it was so much fun. And to have people, I had a phone call, I kid you not, I'll make this quick, had a phone call yesterday that said, I watched it and I couldn't do anything but cry. And I'm thinking, wow, thank you so much. You know, I didn't mean to make you cry. She said, because I needed that. Sometimes people just need a word. Your mom said it best. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself, you know? So I'd like for you to be interactive with me. I'm there Monday morning, 7:30 now. And it's on Facebook and Instagram on my at Dr. Tanji Show handle. On that's the social media handle. And I'd love, love, love to have you hang out with me. That's not my phone. I kid you not. It's not mine. Mine's on silent. What else? Existence Now. That company was started in 2009 to assist up-and-coming artists to find their way. There were a lot of 360 deals that was going on in 2009 with a lot of the artists. And I said, you know what? Somebody's got to make heads or tails of this. So it's a management and consulting company. They're sponsoring us this month. And I get to hang out with them and talk with those who really want to delve a little further to see exactly what's my purpose. I don't have all of the answers, but I can definitely point you in the direction that can get you where you need to be. That journey is a journey that sometimes you do make alone, by yourself, but it is something that you kind of have to work out and make certain that you're doing what you're called to do and not what someone else has called you to do. So that's existing.
Or what you want to do.
Oh, come on, man. I've been there before. What a waste of time. That number is 470-534-2216. Again, 470-534-2216. I'm literally giving 15-minute consultations, not to get in your business, but just to hold your hand a little bit. And let's see what God has in store for you. If you're interested in that, then I'm your girl that you want to reach out to. And that's all of my housekeeping. What's going on in world news that we can use?
Well, we all know that it's hot in California.
It's hot here, too.
The heat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You can feel the heat from a mile away, literally. Wow. I don't know if everybody knows this. But there are 11 fires going on in California.
11 fires.
Yeah. So, you know, it's getting so bad that I was listening to a podcast from the Journal by the Daily, and they were saying, one of the firefighters was saying, fighting with water is a luxury. So they're fighting with dirt
to put out the fire.
And I had to sit back and say, like, wait, what? Fighting with water is a luxury. Just imagine, like, the video clips you see on the news, seeing firefighters fighting with water. It's just like, oh, okay. So there's a lot of water irrigation that's going on, and also global warming. And when it comes down to their how much water they can use to fight these fires, so you know, one of the fires actually started from a woman who was boiling water in her house. We're not going to unpack that.
Okay.
But all this to say that, you know, these firefighters are putting their lives on the line. They're going, walking away with third degree burns. You know, some people
smoke inhalation.
Smoke, like it's getting crazy. You know, you just want to lift your prayers up to them, and also, please watch what you're doing when you're playing with fireworks or whatever can combust, because California and even a lot of states on the West Coast are dry. We don't get a lot of rain. So please be very careful with what you use to cook and anything that combusts. And also, I don't know if you guys have heard what's going on in Del Rio, Texas. Have you guys heard about that? No?
Yeah, just the, you know, in passing, the heart just kind of bleeds for the persons, the people that are affected by it.
Mm-hmm, 100%. Because, like, there are migrants from there are Haitian migrants who are migrating from Chile, Brazil, and other Latin American countries from the 2010 earthquake that are migrating toward the U.S. to attain asylum. So, you know, if you guys have seen the videos or the images of, like, the different slurs that have been called, that they've been called, or even the beatings that they've received. But, you know, there's a lot happening outside of our world, outside of our country, outside of our state, outside of our city. You know, the world is much bigger than we really know. You know, who knew that from the 2010 earthquake that Haitians were living in Latin America, part of South America? That, wow. I didn't know that. So it's like, so there are other things that's not making headlines in the news, other things that are not being seen that we need to educate ourselves with, and how can we either help or even, like, send in resources to help these families, help these people who are in need. So I don't want to make sure everybody has that on their hearts and minds. But on greater news in terms of Hollywood acting and film, the Academy Awards Museum opens tomorrow. The red carpet was held yesterday. We had stars like Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade, you know, these stars coming out on the red carpet. If you guys have not been to the Grammy Museum or have been to the Grammy Museum, it's just like that, but it's based on Academy Awards. I can't wait to go. You know, I'm going to buy a ticket. If you guys want to go, head over to the academyawardsmuseum.com and buy yourself a ticket. You got to verify you can become a member and, yeah, see all the history of movie and filmmaking. That is our Academy. So I'm gonna close on that.
Okay. If you haven't had an opportunity to buy a book, here I am doing this senseless pitch, but I am really, really excited about the book, guys. You know, I've been talking about it, but if you would hear some of the DMs that I receive or some of the voicemails that people are leaving, and it is one of the most humbling things that I've had to endure, knowing that I just sat on a plane and did what I was supposed to do, and I wrote from a place that I had grown from. And if you haven't had an opportunity, I'm actually selling it on the www.drtanjishow website, along with Amazon, and the sale it's wonderful. But what really does make, I guess, it all come together is that people are coming back saying, I seriously thought that I knew where I was supposed to be, and now it's like kind of racking my brains here. That was not the intent. It was just a jolt to make certain that you're where you're supposed to be in life. I had to apologize the other day, because I kept saying, get into your purpose. But that's not scripture. The scripture says his purpose for your life. Mm. It didn't say yours. So
his will, our will. Mind.
It blew my mind, man. It's like, what is his purpose for your life? And once you get into his purpose for your life, you will never work another day in your life. Not for money anyway. You won't, because it comes with his purpose. Seriously, yep. True story.
Let me bring that around real quick. I'm just gonna go ahead and say his purpose is your purpose. That's what she meant to say. Okay? That's what she meant to say. His purpose is your purpose.
Well, it should be, because if he was telling you to go out and save a nation, and you're saying, but I want to roller skate. I really love roller skating, and it makes me feel good, and I'm losing weight and whatever. Think about it. Are you really in his, or are you in yours?
Yeah.
Anyway, ellipse, 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 but you're absolutely right. Once you become one with God, you really do begin to live that life that it is your purpose in Him. His purpose in you, it is your purpose in Him. But make certain that it lines up with what He's saying. That's all I'm saying. Please make sure. You don't want to waste time.
We got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Right. You're very welcome.
And all right.
Check the girl out on Mondays, 7:30 on Talk to Tanji. That's Facebook and Instagram live every Monday morning at 7:30. And if I'm not mistaken, KJ, those past shows for YouTube, would you tell me about those past shows? I'm trying to look and see what's going to be on Friday, because we have another show that's stopping Friday, right?
Yep, we do. We do. If you guys want to know more about Dr. Tanji, want to go back into her past, see what was going on back in 2019 and 2018 and 2020, go to her YouTube. You know, we have repeating a show with Peyton Siltik and also Charlotte Wilson. Peyton is a Pepperdine alumni, and Charlotte is the CEO of Glow Skin Enhancement, who was sponsoring Dr. Tanji back in 2019. So you guys really don't want to miss this. It's part two of Maxing Your Potential series. So tune in 6 p.m. YouTube. And let's have some fun.
Right. All right, KJ. I'm excited about this discussion, because this one really, man, this one, it hits home. It really, really does. Who wants to be a villain when you're finding the truth, right?
Yeah. You know, I ask this question because there's so many times, like, the truth sets you free, you know, and the truth hurts, you know, it hurts the people, it can hurt the people around you, it can hurt your loved ones, it can hurt friends, it can hurt people you don't know, but the truth helps us become better people, help us become a better society, help us become a better unit. And the question that I want to ask is that, because like this question, I've always had this question. I've been having this question for months now. Why do we have to be labeled the villain to find our truth or be who we're supposed to be?
Yeah, or speak the truth.
Speak the truth. Why do
which we isn't subjective.
Yeah. It's whenever there is a, let's say you're moving into a different chapter of your life, you know, and with you moving in that new chapter, you leave some people behind, you know, you're going to like that is going to cause a lot of division. And you're like, oh no, you did this to me. I'm like, no, I'm not. Right. You know, if you can make a decision and you have peace about it, I believe that's the right decision you should make. You know, it's challenging to walk through that and become and be labeled that villain, but my question is, why do we have to be labeled the villain? Why does the people around us have to get hurt? Because at the end of the day, it's not about them. It's about you. So,
yeah,
I open the floor.
I don't know. I feel like with the whole label thing, I feel like a lot of times we label things when they are misunderstood or we don't understand them or we can't see the full perspective. And I think that comes from our level of ignorance. You know, and I think that comes from a place of, you know, pride and ego. I don't understand this. You know, I am going to refute this, or because I am not 100%, you know, in line with what this person is saying, I'm going to label it as X, Y, and Z. And like, as you were talking, I thought about, you know, the ultimate example of, like, of course, Jesus Christ, you know, because Jesus was the truth. God is the truth. But with that, think about how much trouble and how much pain that attracted, you know, for Jesus Christ and on his mission. But knowing that he had to embrace that in order to get to the other side and to accomplish, you know, what God put him here to accomplish. Man, I almost want to say, man, for some reason, that's how man has created it and that's how man works. But in saying that, that also should just remind us of how flawed man is and why, you know, we should always run to the truth, which is God, you know, run to the truth, which is light. But also think about this, anything that you push against, right? You know, you're going to experience resistance. You know, anytime you go against the grain, it's not going to be a smooth process. It is so easy to just sit there and be, to sit there and exist with what everybody else is doing. And when you do that, it seems like you don't have any trouble. However, you may not like me now, and you may not like my perspective and my vision. Not my vision, his perspective, which is the truth. But for some reason, those are always the people that we remember.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think about, you know, Malcolm X. I think about James Baldwin. I think about all these historical figures who were known for truth. And they Henry Ford, you know, people who lived in God's purpose and who really were sharpening their gift, you know, that was given to them by God. They had so much pushback. You know, they had so many issues when it came to people. And I think that is also another reminder of, do not get your validation from man. Because amen, when man. You live by a compliment, you will die by, you know, the opposite. You know what I'm saying? And man does not and will not ever have enough power to determine your value and your worth. I put something up, you know, the other day, and it's about attaching our identity to things. You're right. We're attaching our identity to man's opinion. That's not true. That is an opinion. That is subjective. We should always strive to be, you know, objective in our understanding and what we're pushing for. But in, you know, in saying this, I say this, look at all of the figures that came before you who really shook up the world, who really helped to push this world forward for what it is today. And of course, there are things that we still need to work on. But think about the inventors. Think about how many times and how many failures and how many labels were put on them while they were accomplishing their God's purpose for their lives. Think about the light bulb and how many times those things were tried and how people might think you're crazy and this and that and, you know, labels and whatever else. And who cares about labels if they come from man? You ever heard God call you a label? Besides, have you ever heard God call you a label outside of him calling you his daughter and his son? You know what I'm saying? So that's what is important, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say that because, you know, yeah, spark that.
That came from the most authentic place, I tell you, because I definitely understand exactly what you're saying. It reminded me of my, oh boy, my quest to leave a dogmatic style of everything that I knew, right? I grew up in the church. I know how to do church, but I didn't know how to be church. So my quest came and it was time for me to find out, okay, what is this Matthew 6 and 33 that all our big brother talked about was the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. Man, I thought I was going to lose my mind. And I was labeled, oh my God, she's lost her mind. Why would you, you know, say something like this and that, you know, you don't believe in religion. Oh my God. And I was labeled a villain. I didn't say anything to anyone about it because that was kind of my cross to bear. But I remember months at a time, man, just weeping, seriously weeping, thinking, man, maybe I made the wrong mistake. You know, maybe God didn't mean this. Maybe Jesus wasn't talking about, you know, the kingdom in this aspect. Maybe it was for me to have that feel good moment on Sunday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, try to figure it out. But there comes a time in your life where if you're going to label me a villain because I am seeking what he told me to seek first, before food, before shelter, then I'm a villain. And that was the best decision that I could have ever made in my life.
According to you, right? I'm a villain according to you, but who am I in God?
Right, right, right. I mean, I look back now thinking, oh my God, not only did I... was I able to say, okay, let me pause and see what he was talking about. And I did that for 3 years. but I'm able to go back and teach my own children. And when you can go back and teach your children and your grandchildren and see fruit, that truth will always bear fruit. Yeah. It will always bear fruit. And I'm talking about real delicious, low-lying fruit, too. Not the kind, you know, that you think you go to a coconut tree and there's a banana on it. Come on, man. Come on, get out of here. But it's okay. It's okay if you're struggling with, or you were struggling before you watched this or became engaged with this program. If you were having concerns of, man, if I tell the truth, I'm going to be ostracized. Or if I seek truth, I'm going to be villainized. Seriously, who cares? Yeah. Go for truth. Go for truth every time. It wins.
Yep.
You know, go ahead. No. You can make say anything. You can make your mouth say anything. But it's that lifestyle that people will remember. Your lifestyle should be bearing something, bruh. Woman, me, even me, it should be bearing something.
Yep.
Something.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. The people that you put labels on and the so-called villains or the ones who are somewhat controversial, those are the ones who actually make changes. You know, like we may sit there and look at them as if they're troublesome, but what kind of trouble are you getting into? As John Lewis says, there's good trouble and then there's bad trouble. You know, so it depends on what side of fence that you're on. There are people who are so-called villains and there's bad trouble. But then there are people who they label villains and they're going after good trouble to make changes for the betterment of humanity and the people. I think it all depends on which side you're on, you know, and that's also how it goes with inside you. But I wanted to say this regarding about you were Dr. Tanji, you were talking about dogma. In our dogmatic ways, right? And what we're taught and these ritualistic things that are passed down through generation to generation. And it's just passed down. But when that happens, I feel like a lot of times we're just going through the emotions because that's what we've been taught. But it's like when you ask the question, why? When you really start to contest, okay, I'm not saying I don't believe in this thing, but why? And then people can't really tell you why. But they push against you and they disregard you because you're in that situation, you're being the villain. But what it comes down to is you're getting to the truth of things. We're always telling people and teaching people to go to church. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And I'm like, okay, if I go to church, what is that going to do like for me and people and so on? And I say that is because we've always taught that church is a building, right? But what we need to be teaching our children, adults, and the world around us is to make the heart is a church, right? So the heart exists within you, which is also an extension given to you by God. So if you make your heart the church, that means anywhere you go is church.
Church is there. Amen. Amen.
If you get what I'm saying, you know, it's not a physical building. It's not a physical building. It's internal, you know? So. You know, that villain, the person who pushes, goes against the grain, those are the game changers most of the time. But once again, it all depends on what you're operating in. There's good trouble, and then there's bad trouble that will help progress God's people. I'm not sure if I switched that around. So there's bad trouble, and then there's good trouble that will help, progress, humanity and God's people. And if you're operating in that vein, then go ahead, as you said, go ahead and call me the villain. You know, absolutely. But I'm going to be that person, that vessel that you remember, because my change and what I fought for came from him. It didn't come from me. It came from him. And that's what you will always remember. And that's the legacy that person will leave behind.
That's heavy, man. That is just, I feel like I'm on my hen. And I'm like, oh. Sorry, but you're absolutely right. I think about my purpose of being over here, and at some point we'll have that discussion. But one of the things that I can honestly say is that my decision to come here, I didn't just wake up one morning and say, hey, I'm going to go 4,000 miles away from my home. I prayed about it, fasted on it, and when I got here the first time and just did a little bit of an introduction in the kingdom to the king about the kingdom, and the people were so hungry. They were like, "Are you serious? You mean to tell me that we've got that kind of authority? It's his power, but he gives you the authority in earth." And then you break it down and you're telling him that, hey, he needs your body. He needs your body because of a promise that he made. He cannot go against his word. And that's for another show, but I understand now. And if I have to be the villain, then guess what? It is what it is. I told you, I finally found something that I'd die for. And I'd die for this thing, man, because it's working in my life. It's working in my grandchildren's lives. And it's such a blessing to see 5-year-olds and a 3-year-old, and they know, they tell you what the kingdom of God is. That's crazy, right? I didn't know anything about that when I was a child, you know? But, you know, I just honestly believe that it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, you know, if someone's labeling you or saying those things about you, it's their problem. It's not yours. Don't make someone else's problem your problem. Because we all have an opinion, right? We do. Absolutely. But I'm interested in knowing, AJ, what's your take? What's your take about something like this? Because this is a heavy topic, and I'd like to know, what are you thinking?
There's so many different layers. Now, can I add something quickly? I just thought about this as you were talking. Sorry, Kate. I'm going to let you finish. As Kanye said. But, you know, but I was thinking about this. And this also pertains to the principle, right? The soul of man. You can operate from two places, right? You can operate from pride and ego. And I put those as one because they're kind of like the same thing. Or you can operate from your soul. You can speak from your core. Now, when I speak from my core, when I speak from my soul, that is connected to God because God gave me my soul. So therefore, when I speak, it will make you shiver, right? When I speak, that's where the power is coming from. It's coming from my soul, like the core in me. It makes people listen. It makes people feel you. It makes the hairs on people's necks, you know, stand up because my soul is connected to God. And that's where I find my power. So you think about when Jesus spoke, right? There was power in that. But in that, it made people feel some kind of way. Yes, you have, you know, people who believe it. But then you have people who are opposed to what you're saying. You think about Malcolm X, you know. There's so much power in these figures' voices. And you can tell that it's connected to their soul and their conviction to fight the good fight for God, right? But then you can also tell when something comes from a place of ego and pride and you're speaking from that place. That doesn't necessarily target the same place. Because if I speak from my soul, it goes from my soul to your soul. Therefore, that's why it's so powerful. But if I speak from my ego to your ego, I am just hitting the surface. We're not getting to the core of things. So if you look at historical figures, and I'm not going to name anybody, you know, who was in the, you know, in the last 4 years, but you know, when you speak from the place of pride and ego, that can be disastrous, you know. Absolutely. But when you speak from that soul and the power of the soul, that can change humanity. And I just wanted to add that because I'm thinking about the soul of man and being labeled the villain and so on. Once again, there's a good side, there's good and there's evil. Which one are you fighting for? Yin and yang.
I love it. Did he not unpack that on you real good, KJ?
Yeah, he unpacked it. You know, I want to come from a place where let's get real practical with it.
Okay.
You're going to feel some type of way, period.
Yep.
Period. You know, we're looking at it in a vacuum. You know, yes, we understand that. Yes, it's their problem. Oh, like, yeah, boo, don't let him talk to you like that. Like, do you, you know what I mean? But, go ahead with the hand movements. But you have to understand, you're going to feel something from it. But you can't have that, let that feeling bring you down. You have to understand your why. Mm-hmm. When you understand your why did you go against the grain? Oh, it becomes clearer.
Yeah.
it motivates you even more to keep moving forward. You know, always smile with a peace sign in your hand and just keep moving forward, because there is that, though those people will always still be there. And for those people who really love you, they will understand why you made that decision. They may be hurt at first, but they will love you and understand why you made that decision in the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot, man. That's
what I'm a man of a few words.
We get to the truth of the matter. We get to the heart of the matter. And that's what I really, really, I honestly love about being here on Wednesdays. You have no earthly idea. I'm like a little kid on Tuesday nights, man. I'm like, Christmas every Wednesday. Christmas is every day for us, but it's really special to have people that you don't know. We've got people from Islamabad, and we've got people from Afghanistan, and we have people from Brazil, and we have people around the world that pay attention to what we're talking. And we're not just giving you an opinion, because our opinion doesn't matter. It really does not matter. The show really was designed with you. We didn't know that we'd have folk from other nations that would join in, and it's a blessing to be here. So want us to always continue, man, to speak truth in everything.
Just so we get this, I'm just going to break it down before the show ends. Truth is something that you cannot refute. Truth is objective, which means it's not subjective. It's not about what you think. It's not about how you feel. Truth stands the test of time, and truth stands on a solid foundation. That is something that we need to always remember, because nowadays we speak from a place as if our opinion is truth, and that's when it gets convoluted. And then you have people saying, my truth. What is your truth? Yeah. There's one truth. There's one way. And that's what we have to focus on. You will never be able to refute it. You can't shake it. You can't. It won't go this way or that way. It just is. The same way that God just is.
Oh, man.
Is who he is.
You make me jump off this. You're going to make me jump out of this chair right here, bro. Because as soon as you said that, I thought about the countless times that I've been in the hospital or on the phone with some persons, and they were in need of prayer, and they're telling me what the doctor is saying. The doctor is saying it's cancer. The doctor is saying this. Next month, I celebrate 29 years of being cancer free. And although those facts were the truth, right? Oh, I'm sorry. They were facts. The white blood cells were here. The macrophages were here. The cell began to spin, and it's mitotic spindle. I had to remember what his word said, because it was his word that was the truth in my life. It was that word that said, by his stripes, I was healed. And I had to remember that. If I didn't know anything else at 22 years old, I remember that. I 1 Peter 2:24 was my go-to. I literally had to meditate on that thing day and night. I had to chew it as if I was chewing curd, you know? Facts are subjected to change. Truth never does. Just like you said, Niles, it never changes. So remember that when we're making decisions and we're talking about matters of the heart, always operate from the truth, not yours, as Niles has eloquently said. But what, you know, for me, my guidepost is my constitution. My constitution is those 66 books. What does that say? Because we make each other, we're iron, right? We're supposed to act as iron, and we sharpen one another. And each one of you sharpen me. So I know I have truth in my corner. So that's how we look at it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. How about that? Boy, this has been a wonderful show. This has been a wonderful show. Sometimes the 50 minutes go by so fast, and I'm like, oh, man. But
yeah.
I really want you guys to continue in operating in what you're doing, because what you guys are doing, KJ, now is you're like a voice for the ages. Please continue to always operate in truth. And please make certain that, how can we say we love someone else if we first don't love ourselves? Mm. Yeah, love is even patient and kind with us. We're always thinking about it being patient and kind with someone else. Love is patient and kind with us. And before we go, I want to apologize publicly to my husband. I was ugly the other day, and I'm not going to get in this atmosphere and not say, I apologize, man. I wasn't acting truthfully. That's our show. Sam, thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of the LA Talk family. Niles, KJ, thank you so very much, man, for standing up for what's right and being truthful in that. Don't forget to check me out on Monday, 7:30 on Facebook Live and Instagram on the Dr. Tanji handle for those social media platforms. And until next time, I love you, man, to the moon and the stars. I really, really do. Thank you. Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.